Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Vayera. And Hashem said to Abraham, take your son, your favorite one, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as an olah, a burnt offering, on one of the heights that I will point out to you. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. The pinnacle of Abraham's trials occurred when he was commanded to bring his son Isaac up onto a mountain as an offering. Isaac was heir to the legacy of Abraham in line to serve as the next patriarch. Yet despite the incongruency of the command with the promise of the blessing to have many descendants, Abraham responded out of obedience to Hashem. One might equivocate, stuck in cognitive dissonance, yet not Abraham, and trusted that there must be a hidden reckoning, the two mutually exclusive communications from God. On the one hand, Isaac was to be his heir. On the other hand, Isaac was to be brought up as an offering. This was the 10th and final test of his faithfulness towards God. Unparalleled resolve was necessary on the part of Abraham to follow through with God's commandment to bring his son, Isaac, as an offering to the mountain shown to him. Prior to this, Abraham trusted in God to follow his directives despite all the challenges, ramifications, and risks involved. Now he acceded to the command to give up Isaac, his only son, who is destined to carry on the legacy, mission, and message of the one true God. So how could this be? How did Abraham reconcile the action that he was about to take with what he knew was entrusted to Isaac as his heir? Abraham trusted in Hashem, knowing that he would be able to resurrect Isaac, as implied by the Zohar, where of the bracha, the blessing, blessed is he who quickens the dead, that is, blessed is he who enlivens or brings back the dead, is attributed to Abraham right before he was about to offer up Isaac. As Abraham and his son Isaac climb Mount Moriah together, the tension point between Abraham and Isaac occurs, and Isaac asks his father, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for an olah, a burnt offering? Abraham responds, God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. The narrative continues, stating that they both went together. The challenge of Isaac was to be in one accord with God's will. As the sages explain, it was at that moment when Isaac asked the question, where is the lamb? And he realized he was to be the offering. Even so, he was one, that is, he was in agreement with the intentions of his father Abraham. They went together to the Mizbeach, the altar prepared on Mount Moriah, where Isaac was bound. Rashi comments, with equal intentions to fulfill the will of the Creator. Shabbat Shalom.